Our next presenter is Russell Ward, who's the president of Massively. With advances in artificial intelligence and machine learning, chatbots are now exploding in popularity. Russell is going to tell us what we need to know. I'm just going to sneak in my chatbot story, which is that I do have, I think it was one of a few people who put up their hand this morning about the Amazon Echo. And one of the first times that I really loved Alexa was that I bought a cookbook when I was in Paris, and by chance I was there because I was there there's a company there called Aldebaran that makes robots, including Pepper and Now, who you may have seen, the really cute Carebots. So they're the other robot side of this story. But everything was in grams, and nothing that I had in my kitchen could help me measure. And Alexa, all of a sudden, just talking to her, would tell me how to do all the conversions while I was trying to cook things out of this recipe book. So it's interesting to see how quickly they become part of our lives in really convenient ways. Anyway, the floor is yours.
Thank you. So, we actually just did a recipe bot for Philadelphia cream cheese, so close to that example. So Russ Ward, president of Massively. Massively our roots are in storytelling. We were in the bot business before we realized what a bot was. We were in the messaging space before we realized how big the messaging space was going to be. So in a lot of ways, our story kind of starts with, you know, the questions that you guys are all asking, and what I hope to leave with you today is how does technology and how does this kind of idea of one-to-one communication apply to what I do and what my partners were doing at the time, which was storytelling. How can we do next generation storytelling? And so, you know, I'm going to focus on that. We've got lots of different use cases around, you know, how bots can be used, and happy to share all of those. But what you're going to see today is hopefully very, very specific to what you guys are doing. I only have 10 minutes. There's no way I'm going to tell you all you need to know about chatbots and artificial intelligence and machine learning. So again, happy to talk after, happy to spend time with you, kind of taking you through more of an education and learning about what the opportunities are. But first, again, we talked about Alexa here. What's a bot? These are bots, you know. Everybody knows Siri. Everybody, you know, understands, you know, Siri is a virtual assistant. You can talk to it. It gives you answers, sometimes good answers, sometimes not. You know, there are other virtual assistants. The connected home is a really big movement, and a lot of what I think is driving the hype in the bot space is about what's going on and what's going to be happening in kind of the connected home area, being able to, you know, control your thermostat, listen to music, get recipes on command, all of that kind of stuff. So these are bots you may know. But I make movies. How many people are producers here making TV or movies? How many people are book publishers? How many people are, you know, music producers or promoters? So, you know, I'm going to focus a little bit on storytelling and movies and that use cases. But again, the use cases for creative industries are really around delivering a service, really around automated responses. So I make movies. How does this work for me? I make movies like John Wick, John Wick 2. It's launching. It's obviously a big budget movie. It stars our Canadian pride, Keanu Reeves. How does a bot kind of work for a movie like that? So what if you could engage your audience in the story so they feel like they're part of things? So at the end of the trailer of John Wick, this is a bot we built in conjunction with an agency here in Toronto that allows you to enter the world of John Wick. You are now part of the story. What if I make movies like The Rings? Rings is, yeah, if you guys are familiar with that horror movie, the next iteration of The Ring is launching next month. Paramount's launching this movie. How does a bot work in that context from a storytelling concept? Well, what if you could talk to that character? And this was the big insight for me when my partners and I started talking about this idea. I went home to my daughter, who was 12 at the time, and I asked her, what if you could talk to Katniss from The Hunger Games? And her head exploded. It was like, that was, for me, all the insight I needed to understand, okay, there's something here, there's something in, you know, the ability to talk to characters, the ability to tell stories, the ability to immerse people that really is, you know, compelling, and that will begin to kind of be something that we can take to market. So, here's a few bots in action. I'm gonna let these play. Oh, I'm gonna go back. They should just play if. Oh, never mind. So, Star Trek, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Family Channel, lots of different executions that we can show you. You know, we've done bots for HarperCollins, which is a recommendation bot. If you're a book publisher, you want, you know, your users to, you know, find similar books or search by author or whatever it is. The benefit of the bot in that context is you're developing a relationship, a one-to-one relationship with your user. You're able to, that information travels with that user, it's persistent, you learn over time, you begin to recognize patterns, you begin to recognize things they like and don't like, things they respond to, and that's kind of, you know, the example there. So I'm going to quickly go through, you know, a little bit of background on the environment and why it's relevant. So I talked a little bit about the opportunity to do storytelling and to do interactive, but why should you care? What is the opportunity? So last year, in a lot of ways, the things tipped in the bot space, and it happened because of what was happening inside of messaging. The messaging space has exploded, and they're all beginning to open up for brands, for businesses, for content creators, for developers to interact with their users. That's how they're going to monetize. That's how they're going to differentiate themselves. That's how they're going to engage their users, is by letting people like us in. If the analogy really is, you know, similar to an app store, when the app stores, you know, kind of opened up to developers, there was a massive rush to develop apps for these stores. The users were kind of captive inside of Apple or in the Google platform, and now developers could begin to kind of create and distribute content, create experiences, create games, and distribute them through that. That's what's happening inside of messaging. You can think about it as kind of bot stores or app stores inside of apps. We like to call them app within apps. But WhatsApp, Microsoft launched their bot framework. They opened up Skype and GroupMe to bots. Kik launched their bot shop. Kik is a Canadian company, 350 million users, a massive team base. They launched a bot shop and opened up to developers. We were one of only three developers that were official bot store partners with Kik when they launched. Facebook was the big one in April. They opened up the Messenger platform. Messenger has 1 billion users now, so, you know, Facebook, the mothership, massive. They spun off Messenger separately. It now has 1 billion users, and they're beginning to monetize that. And as you can see, you know, Twitter, Viber, Amazon, all of these guys are kind of inviting developers into it as a way to engage, monetize, and differentiate. It's not a small space, so I'm not going to advocate, and I'm not here to say social is not relevant. Social is an important channel for you as storytellers, for you as content distributors. Social is massive. It's still growing, and it's growing quickly. Really, the purpose of this slide is to show two things. One is how quickly the messaging space is growing. So from a channel standpoint, 2 years ago, nobody was thinking about messaging, the instant messaging channel as a place for them to reach and engage an audience, and it's just exploded. The other thing is not just how quickly it's growing, but it's actually bigger than the social space. So, you know, there's 1.6 billion Facebook users, there's, you know, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, massive, massive user bases, but when you kind of compare that to Messenger, you compare that to WhatsApp, WeChat, and Viber, which is the top four messaging apps, it's a larger channel, it's a larger opportunity. I'm not gonna spend a lot of time talking about the technology behind all of this, but really what's happening is at the same time that the messaging channel is exploding and that channel is becoming more and more interesting to reach and to engage your audience, advances in artificial intelligence, advances in machine learning technology, advances in chatbot technology, which is really what we've built and what we do. natural language understanding, all of those technologies are at the point now, neural networks, they're all feeding what's happening here and are enabling messaging as a platform. They're enabling conversational interfaces. And those are terms that, you know, people use, but really all it is a way that, you know, we think people want to interact. They want to just speak naturally. They want to, you know, in a way that isn't so much around the design and the, you know, learning how to swipe and where to click through, is to just speak naturally and get the information, get access to, you know, the story that they want. And so, you know, messaging as a platform is kind of, you know, we're really seeing the next frontier, the next kind of beachhead for where the audience is going and where, you know, storytelling can evolve. And I, as I said, we've got lots of different examples. Again, I'm not one of those people who will advocate and who will argue that apps are dying. I absolutely believe that apps are very, very vibrant. They're incredibly important. They perform a really, really important role. What we're seeing, again, just in terms of scale, is when the App Store opened, in the first 6 months, there were about 7,500 apps that were developed in the first 3 months, I should say. Way more bots in the first 3 months of Facebook Messenger opening, and that's just, you know, that's amplified. So there's, the last number that I heard was 44,000 bots live in Messenger right now. You may not have used any of them. Discoverability isn't necessarily a priority for Facebook, but they're there, they're live. We have dozens of them that are up, and I can, you know, walk you through those examples. I always kind of add a caveat to this slide. This is a retention slide, and it was produced by Business Insider, or Business Insider, or Business Intelligence, I should say. It's a bias, and I always kind of have to make that. The control group, the research group, was very technical. They were very bot-centric, so obviously the reporting is off here. But what we are starting to see is early signs that retention inside of bots, or, you know, people coming back to a good bot, are higher and kind of more reliable than it is inside of apps, specifically branded apps. You know, there are the top five apps that you go back to every day, you spend a ton of your time on, but those kind of, you know, 5 through 20 on your phone that you check once or maybe never, bots are outperforming those. And that lightweight app functionality is really where I see the sweet spot for what bots can provide. If you want a deep interaction, an app is there. If you want, you know, kind of the mobile web experience, that will be there. But if you want to check your balance, if you want to book a flight, if you want to, you know, find a recommendation, book a restaurant, that kind of stuff is where bots are going to thrive. So again, why bots? So as storytellers, as content people, what bots provide to you are a persistent presence inside of messaging. So it's a little bit of a land grab right now. It's you know, you want to establish your presence inside of messaging. It's a massive channel. If you think about, say, social, you know, a decade ago, having a Facebook page, having a Twitter account, you know, those were just, you had to be there. What bots do is they enable you to have that kind of presence inside of messaging. They also provide that engagement layer, so you'll have the opportunity to talk to your users, to talk to those people. They don't go away once they're there. Messaging is a very intimate channel, so you have to be careful about, you know, how you talk to them. You know, your content sits right beside their friends and family, so you have to understand, you know, spamming is going to be an issue. You can't abuse that or they'll block you. But there is an opportunity inside of messaging, once you've established that hub experience, that value that you're delivering, to talk to your user, to make offers, to segment them and, you know, test things with them, to give them early access, all kinds of different ways for you to engage. Data is really, really important here. Learning, personalizing, segmenting, testing, all of that is available through a bot. Again, you're going to know more about your users, more about the people who are engaging with your content than you ever have before. So just quickly, I've got, you know, a bunch of use cases, but from recommendation engines to character story bots to delivering news, weather, sports, second screen opportunities, you know, you talked a lot about augmented reality. You know, I would argue some of the, you know, story development that we're doing is a form of augmented reality. music, distribution, all of those use cases, e-commerce, they're all something that are being explored. There are use cases that work. There are use cases that are bad out there. And, you know, the opportunity to experiment is now. These are our platforms. So again, we're in, you know, we have access to over 3 billion users worldwide. In Canada, that number is 22 million users. Facebook Messenger, Twitter, we're one of only 13 companies that are part of Twitter's what are called automated responses in Twitter. So we have a weather network bot that lives there, and we're doing other interesting stuff in that space. Kick, WeChat. The voice guys are really, really interesting. The example, you know, that you gave around, you know, getting, you know, converting, just asking for advice or asking for information and having it there, really, really powerful. I agree with the people this morning. Privacy is going to be a big issue in that space, but I absolutely know that the voice guys are going to be game changers in this space. So really, really quickly, and then I'll get to some questions, how do bots work for movie promotion? This is a bot we did for Paramount for the launch of the last Star Trek movie. We actually let people chat with Spock, and they could, you know, test their logic. They could, you know, tell Spock would tell them jokes. It was, you know, massively successful. When Skype launched their bot shop, Spock was featured in their bot shop, and that was 6 months ago. It's still the top bot inside of Skype. Broadcasters, this is an interesting use case for us. We have we've established a bit of a following for DHX, for Family Channel, in Kick, which is a teen-centric. They had launched a new block called F2N, targeting teens, and we've executed four different bots for them. Again, it's that you have a persistent presence, but you have an opportunity to re-engage. So every time they have a key promotable, we'll develop an interactive experience for them there. Original content. So a bot, it is the end game here is to tell stories and develop IP. We under a contract from Kick, developed an original franchise called Arterra, and there's 6 episodes. We're launching 2 more. We've got over 300,000 people engaged in that. Distribution, really quickly, Novaseed independent film, low budget, not going to be in a ton of theaters. How do you get people to that? How do you get people to see it, to watch it? We've created a story that leads up to users, leads up to people buying the actual movie, and that's it. Sorry, I'm out of time. Questions? No questions? All right.
You are upstairs.
I am upstairs.
So there's a spot upstairs to check in with you, and you'll be around a little bit later.
I will, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.